We are always looking for techniques on how we can improve ourselves. We're always looking for techniques on how we can live a more fulfilled life. We're always looking for techniques on how we can demonstrate the divine that is within us. We're always looking for techniques how we can become better human beings and better divine beings. And there are no techniques. There are no techniques. We will give you lots of examples, ways of thinking about things, such as breathing, such as concentration, such as one-pointedness, many other things. Our unconditional love, that's a very wonderful one too. And they're all great. They're all great. But what we will find, if we do this with sincerity, what we will find is that there are no techniques because there's no place to go. There's nothing to accomplish. There's nothing to accomplish in being our divine self. There's nothing to accomplish in finding our inner path to listening to the divine. There's nothing to accomplish. If we were to talk to people who had gone through spiritual illumination, and they were able, which they mostly are not able to do, but they were able to tell us what happened to them. What happened to them would be something like this. They were nice people, directing their attention toward the good things in life, and wanting to be whole and perfect, wanting to be loving, wanting to be in every way harmonious with the human world in which they lived. And they had no aspirations to be famous, no aspirations to develop their talent, to be the great beings that they had the capacity to be. They have no aspirations for anything. They just are going through life being pleasant. Now, think about this. What would happen if a person, 24 hours a day, had only one thought in their head, and that thought was, I like me? What would happen to that person? What would happen to a person if they had only one thought in their head, and that is, I love all the world unconditionally? Other thoughts like that. What would happen if someone had that in their mind 24 hours of the day? Every moment they were aware that they were thinking, they'd think one of those thoughts, a positive thought like that. What would happen? Well, what would happen is that that person would become not immune, but the world of cause and effect would no longer have any play upon their lives. The world of what other people are doing would have no effect on their life. The world of what they're doing would have no effect on their life. You say, well, that doesn't sound too smart. Because if they're being themselves and having fun, and that has no effect on their life, oh, I said what they do. I didn't say what they are. You see, you can be a very fantastic man, or a woman, or a child, or a dog, or a cat. Be very fantastic. And as you go through life, you have many experiences. And let's just say that now all of a sudden you are the chief wheel of some company. And as the chief wheel of some company, it's your responsibility to run the company. So you're running the company. You're telling people what they should do and what they shouldn't do. And people come up to you and say, you know, are you spiritually illumined? And you say, well, why do you ask? And they say, well, you just act like you are just, you got it all put together. Well, now, why would you call that spiritually illumined, you ask? Well, Because a spiritually illumined person should have it all well put together. Well, what does it mean to have it all well put together? What does it mean to say that you are harmonious with yourself and your world? What does that mean? Does that mean you have gone out and manipulated your world by your actions? Or does that mean you have mentally seen your world as harmonious with you, and so it is? Well, I'm sure it's probably a little bit of both, you know. Why would you say that it's a little bit of both? Well, because you do go out and you do things. Yes, that's true. And perhaps you do think, I don't know what you do in your thinking, because I'm not there, but perhaps you do think. And so the person says to them, whatever you say is right. Well, aren't you going to discuss it with me? Why should I discuss it with you? I said to you, it's not what you do, it's what you think. It's what you have in your mind about yourself. That is the totality of your existence. If you're having a healthy body, it's because your mind has constantly healthy pictures about your body. If you have a not healthy body, it's because your mind is having not healthy pictures about your body. Well, I got this influenza, and I got this sort of thing, and that's contagious, and that came from here and there and the other. No, it didn't. Your mind chose to have an illness so that you could have an experience of being controlled by something outside yourself, which you like very much, and which everybody likes. They love it to have the doctor come. They love to have the nurses come. They love to have all this activity in their life. They think that's wonderful. With Irene, she has a lot of little old ladies and little old men she works with, and if it weren't for her, they wouldn't see anybody. They'd be living in their little aloneness with nobody coming by to be in their world at all. And so they create this. They create this. Now, why don't these little old ladies and little old men, instead of creating an Irene to come by and give them a shot or to give them whatever treatment they may need medically, why don't they just create themselves having a healthy body? Having a healthy body and going out and enjoying themselves. What are their thoughts all day long about their body? Oh, pain, oh, pill, you know. What should our thoughts be all day long about our body? Our thoughts should be, hey, I'm whole and perfect. I'm fantastic. My body's a temple of the living spirit, and I'm go, having a ball. Not that you have to go, but you're just having a ball. You're living harmoniously. You're living dynamically. So, what has this got to do with our announced attitude that there is no technique to finding spiritual illumination or entering into your spiritual self? What has that got to do with that? It seems a little far-fetched. Well, it's very close, very much right in there. You are whatever your thought is. You haven't the energy to go out and do all the things you think you must do to prepare yourself to have the winning activity, whatever that may be. And you just don't have the energy for it. But you can see yourself doing it. We spoke oftentimes about the man who wins the lottery ticket. He just, here I won. Mm-hmm. Let it go. And he won. Others say, I'm winning, I'm doing this here, it's done, you know, and stuff like that. And they don't really believe it. They're trying to change their belief about themselves from one of not believing it to one of believing. And that makes it very difficult for them because they're playing this dualistic role and they don't know what they're doing. Now again, if you want anything in your world, health, happiness, harmony, abundance, anything at all, you speak your word for it. But you have to know what you're speaking your word for. You have to know how to dot the I and curl the Q's and so on. You have to know that. Don't you?
No.
You do not have to know how principle carries out its work. All you have to do is know that principle does carry out its work. And you see, there is nothing you can do, energy-wise or anything, like a lot of these people you're reading about in different magazines, and they say, I want to be involved in my illness. I want to be involved in my problem. I'm reading up all I can about cancer, so I know all about it. I want to be aware of what can be done and what can't be done. Well, they may live a long time with their cancer. And they may have a good time living with it, because they're overcoming and they're overcoming and they're overcoming, but they're not overcoming totally. Because they are doing one thing that is very disastrous to themselves. And that is, they're keeping in their mind that they have the problem. They're keeping the cancer in their mind. They're keeping those thoughts in their mind. As long as they have them in their mind, they cannot be out of their mind. And if they're in their mind, they're going to express in their body. Now, how do we, in our own ways, for whatever purpose we are expressing here on Earth, how do we manage to have success? It's a very beautiful concept. How do we manage to have success? We manage to have success by how we live, what we think about ourselves. What do you think about yourself? Do you think that you have to go out and make things happen? Or can you sit quietly in your own inner space and create things being done? You say, well, that's what I like to do. No, it's not what you like to do. Here we are now, how many hours into the day? You all got up maybe about 5 o'clock or after that. So 5 to 6, 6 to 7, 7 to 8. So it's 8:10 now. 3 hours and 10 minutes. Right? During that time, how many times have you said to yourself, I'm happy, I'm successful, I'm rich, I'm living in my eternally perfect ideal, spirit, mind, and body? How many times have you said it, or anything like that? Any positive statement about yourself? No, you haven't. How many times have you done your homework? You know, a lot of kids don't have to do homework. They don't even crack a book. Some people just lay their head on the book and they learn what's in it. But can you do that? You can. But theoretically, you need to do your homework in preparation for that. And your homework says, believe these principles. Speak your word and say, all is in divine order. Speak your word and know these things are done. That's our problem. That's our responsibility. It's to speak our word. And if we don't speak our word, nothing's going to happen. Oh, you can go out and make a lot of things happen, but you won't like them. You can make a horse be broken, and the horse will be broken. You can make a horse be gentled. You don't make it. You just see a horse be gentled, and the horse is gentle forever. It's up to you. What is it that you want in your life for yourself? What role are you playing? Are you playing a role in the stock market? How is the stock market doing? All the way to the ceiling. Are you playing a role in your personal business? How is it doing? All the way to the ceiling. No, we shouldn't say the ceiling. All the way up. And are you doing many other things in your life? Yes. Well, how are you doing it? Are you seeing it already done, already perfect, already magnificent? Then if you're doing that, then you're doing as we first started talking about. It's not a matter of outwardly doing things to make things happen. It's a matter of inwardly thinking your thought and demonstrating that in your life. I think you've got it. And I think that this, I don't think I know. I know you have it, and I know that wonderful things will come forth in your life with your thought. And that's all it takes. Have a good day, and I love you very much.
Thank you.